All right. What's up, guys? It's Ev with another episode of Unleashed. I just find it weird. I feel like I haven't in like, 2.5 weeks now done an episode of these, and we've done our fair share in the last 2 weeks. We're averaging like over two per week recently. I haven't done one of these at a normal time, like tonight. It's Saturday, November 9th, super, super late at night. Like by the time we get done this, it might technically be November 10th. It's either late at night or early in the morning. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just weird that I keep starting every podcast being like, all right, guys, it's late at night, or all right, it's super early in the morning. It's never just like, all right, this is a nice quiet evening where I can relax and do a podcast. But hey, it is what it is. That's when we're fitting these in. We're not really on a tight schedule right now. We kind of just are putting these out there at rapid pace and getting them out there for you guys. So thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to everyone that has stuck with the podcast since this came about. You guys are making it really, really possible to actually get up early or stay up late to do these, because I know they're reaching some serious ears. So shout out to you guys. If you are enjoying the show, make sure you are rating and reviewing, especially if you are on iTunes. It does a lot for me. So yeah, me saying thank you, hopefully that panders to you enough for you to now go and help me out. So we are talking tonight about the Celtics. Shocker there. Gordon Hayward got injured tonight, so as I take a sip of my beer, this will be the same thing as metaphorically pouring one out for him, but hopefully you can listen to that. All right, so we just poured one out for Gordon Hayward into my mouth. Same thing, though. And I got to say, before we even jump into it, I think I may have jinxed him. Last episode was literally me praising Gordon Hayward and how I think he's going to continue to have the success throughout the whole season. And then the very next game, hand fracture. Ugh. It's going to be tough without him. Probably even sense it in my voice. Like it kind of takes the wind out of the sails of the Celtics playing so well. Like they were playing well, and not even the Celtics, just Gordon Hayward too was playing so well. And now he goes and fractures his hand tonight on, I don't want to call it a dirty screen by LaMarcus Aldridge, because it wasn't. Like, it wasn't a dirty screen. The only, I guess if you want to make the argument, dirty thing about it was he didn't square him up. LaMarcus Aldridge literally turned and set a like sideways screen into him. And just picture yourself running into someone's side of their shoulder rather than like their chest. Obviously, it's a little harder, so that's the only thing. But if you watch that play enough, I don't think LaMarcus Aldridge had any like ill will or intention to actually hurt Gordon Hayward. I mean, hell, he fractured his hand. It's not like he got a concussion or anything like that. So I'm not really on the take of, oh, LaMarcus Aldridge did it on purpose, he's a loser. No, I mean, you think he was walking over there being like, all right, I'm going to kill this boy's hand? No. But hopefully Hayward has a speedy recovery, because I think, and I've seen a lot of people on Twitter being like, it's all right, we'll keep winning games, and then he'll come back ready to go. I think people are underestimating how important he's been. Like, Jaylen Brown was out for a little bit. Cantor has been out for a little bit. And the Celtics survived. In fact, they started striving. I don't think it's going to be the same with Gordon Hayward. I think he's a crucial loss. So I'm hoping it's going to be what Brad Stevens had said after the game, like 3 weeks to a month or something like that. But he was very confident that he'll be back in a timely manner. So that I am very, very firm on. I think in my video I had said, oh, everyone's comparing it to Steph Curry, but Steph Curry broke it. Hayward just fractured his hand. Well, joke's on me. Shout out to Mitch. He DM'd me and he was like, just letting you know, those are the same thing. And I was like, all right, thanks, man. I mean, I'm no doctor, never claimed to be, but I just thought like a fracture was way different. But it just turns out that's just a term medical professionals use instead. So it kind of sucks. I mean, it could be worse. Like, think about the injury Gordon Hayward has already experienced with the Celtics, that ankle injury, way, way worse than this. I expect him to be back after, you know, fracturing and hopefully it's not as bad as the Steph Curry one, because that turned out to be worse. We don't know anything about this Hayward. I'm just saying, I'm going off of what Brad has said, and I guess I just trust that for now. That's all we're hearing. So hopefully Hayward's back. It is his left hand, not his shooting hand. But I just think that's going to be a huge blow to the team while he's out. Hopefully they keep it going. Like, Kemba Walker's been phenomenal. Jason Tatum's been phenomenal. Marcus Smart, as I said in last episode, has been one of the most important guys on the team, and he hasn't been getting the credit. 16 points tonight as they just beat the Spurs. But it just sucks to see a guy like Hayward get injured after getting injured already. It's like he had a 2-week stretch of, all right, this guy can ball. And then he goes and hasn't, and I'm not going to call it a major injury because we don't know, but a pretty like significant injury. So that sucks. It really does. It's tough. Like, what did he do in a past life to get to the Celtics? And then is it like the Utah curse on him or something? Like, you leave us high and dry, and then all of a sudden the Celtics can't have a good Hayward because you're going to get injured at every turn. I hope that's not the case. But I do hope he'll be back. Everyone keep your thoughts and prayers for Gordon, because we just need him to succeed here. Like, we need him to succeed. He fits in so well. We need to see Gordon Hayward do good here. But let's turn to not so much of a more cheery note, but definitely just a more upbeat topic rather than a guy having another injury in Celtic Green. We're going to be talking about the idiot Celtics fans out there. No, sorry. The idiot NBA fans out there that just think that it's the end of the world when the Celtics are good. They shit on these Celtics at all costs. It's just ridiculous. And it's really prompted by one idiot. I'll pull up his name here if I can find it. Let's see. I don't know if I'm going to find it. Screw that guy. No publicity, even if it's bad for that idiot. He pretty much came at me after the Celtics won, and he was like, geez, you Celtics fans are idiots. You're going to turn on another player just like you did Kyrie. You're all happy now, but the Celtics haven't played anyone good yet. And I read that, and I just started shaking my head. I was like, how do I respond to this guy? Do I just say you're wrong? Do I actually provide the facts? Do I body him? Like, so I decided to do all of the above, and I pretty much let him know. I was like, dude, the Celtics have played 8 games, 4 of which have been against the Sixers, the Raptors, the Bucks, and now the Spurs. They won 3 out of those 4. They could have beat the Sixers, too. They didn't, so I'm not going to sit here and say, they could be 4-0, even though I believe it, but that's not part of the argument. And him saying that they haven't played anyone good. The Celtics, in RPI, it's like relative win percentage index or whatever, are 3rd in the league, and that was prior to beating the Spurs. Prior to beating the Spurs, the Celtics were the 3rd team in the league in terms of a realistic ranking. I guess that's the easiest way to put it. It takes into account, like, one of the least favored things are how many wins you have. It's about how many wins the teams you have beat have and stuff. So it's a pretty good stat. And I pretty much said that, and I was like, do your homework, dude. Like, I knew that before the game, and that is a weird stat, so I'm not really calling him out for that. But if you are going to tell me that the Celtics have not played a good strength of schedule, they use that term all the time in football, then go and do your research, because the Celtics, being 7-1, 6-1 prior to this win, were 3rd in the league in terms of like a legitimate ranking. So yeah, the fact that they beat Milwaukee and the Raptors, who are 2nd in the Eastern Conference right now. The Raptors only have 2 losses, one of which the Celtics handed to their ass. It's crazy. It's like everyone wanted to hate on the Celtics for how they treated Kyrie. That's the outsider's view looking in. And they're like, oh, Celtics fans turn on their players and stuff. And I want to say to each and every one of them, I'm like, idiot, what player have we turned on other than Kyrie as fans? I mean, there has been some, but what superstar have we soured against in the recent century, like that we can all speak to, a guy that everyone knows here on Twitter? What fan have we soured on? Because Isaiah Thomas, the fans didn't sour on him. Danny Ainge certainly flipped on him. Danny Ainge turned on him. He turned on him real quick. I'm not here to argue that. I love Isaiah. But to say that Celtics fans, oh, you always turn on your players by the end of the year, who? Gordon Hayward snapped his ankle to Alaska, and we were still there for him. Kyrie Irving was just a pompous dick douchebag. And that's why we turned on him. Kyrie Irving promised us, hey, I'm here to stay. If you'll have me, gosh. And then he just stunk as a person, called out the young guys, wouldn't listen to the coach, was an absolute, again, pompous dick douchebag, fraud bitch Kyrie Irving. Like, we didn't turn on Kyrie. Kyrie pretty much turned on us and just led us to turn on him. So the fact that people think, and, I'm kind of generalizing here, but that the Celtics are going to turn on Kemba Walker or turn on Hayward or turn on Tatum or Brown, It's just ridiculous. What of that? The Celtics are the best fans in the world. And I know like 90% of the listeners to this podcast are all Celtics fans. Some are mostly NBA fans as well. But Celtics fans are the best in the world. We know it. I know it. Don't tell me that we turn on our players. Just because you are butthurt, and I tweeted this out too, and it's crazy the reaction it's getting. Just because you are butthurt that the Celtics are good after losing a superstar like Kyrie Irving, that ain't the fans' fault. That ain't the fans' fault. It's a guy like Kemba Walker coming in here being like, I understand how historic this city is, and we're going to be good again. Just because the Celtics don't fall flat on their face like whatever team you probably root for, don't come crying to me or taking to the keyboard warrior and be like, I'm going to go after him. Oh, I see Ev making a video. Oh, I'm going to respond being like, the Celtics stink. Like, it's crazy. And some of these guys think, oh, if Evan responds to me, you know, I'm under his skin. Well, yeah, then why did two of those guys delete their tweets tonight that I responded to? You know what I mean? Like, if you want to respond to me, I'm fine with that. Like, I do it with Sixers fans all the time. Do they respect me? No, but I might respect them. Like, I'm coming at them, and all they're doing is being good fans, and this is just an example. But we're not, like, doing anything ridiculous. If you want to poke at me, and then all of a sudden I just reply, like, I don't expect a whole debate to go on. I'm not going to give you that time of day because most of the time you're being an idiot if you're shitting on the Celtics. But, like, don't go and delete your tweet. It doesn't matter that much, pal. You know, if I quote tweet your tweet, all you're doing is messing up my timeline now because I reply to it, and all of a sudden there's this tweet has been deleted. Ridiculous. It is crazy. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell these people. Like, I'm sorry the Celtics are good. I'm sorry that you thought they were going to be good. Bad. Like they were saying on ESPN, what was it, Nick Wright, or what was he on Fox? I can't even remember right now. Again, too late. It's officially November 10th as we record this too. So what was I saying? Ugh, too late. New day, new me. All right. The national broadcasts and stuff or analysts on TV were like, oh, you lost Kyrie Irving and you got Kemba Walker? Really? Kemba Walker? Yeah, Kemba Walker. We got Kemba Walker. You're right. You're totally right about that. The guy that's averaging, like, I don't even know. What is he averaging? Like 26 a game? Yeah, we got him. And also we had this magic wand in our back pocket, Gordon Hayward, who's filthy too. Bad timing with his injury, but I think he'll be back, hopefully. Again, I want to make sure that I'm clear that I think Hayward's going to be back. I don't know anything. I haven't talked to anyone. I just think he's going to be back. I actually should use the word hope. I hope he's going to be back. But it just goes back to what I was preaching all offseason, where everyone was like, oh, the Celtics are taking a step back. They lost Kyrie Irving. They lost Al Horford. They lost Terry Rozier. And Brad Stevens isn't the real deal. Give me a break. Finally, the Celtics just were able to actually, like, one, work through all that noise in the offseason. Excuse me while I take one more sip. I feel like you guys probably hate when I do that. But, so forgive me for taking a sip there, but I got a lubricant while doing the podcast. So everyone thinks the Celtics took a step back, and good kudos to them for going through that whole offseason listening to that noise. You know what I mean? Because in a way, that's going to put a huge pressure on them, like a huge pressure on Kemba Walker and everything like that, for them to just think, hey, we know we're pretty good, but everyone thinks we're going to suck. It's way worse than, like, everyone thinking you're going to be good going into a year. To have a target on your back, like, that's pretty tough. So shout out to the Celtics for just proving that wrong. But then even more or less, just like, now it's like, okay, you proved that you're good, right? You proved you're good when you beat Milwaukee. Hell, you proved that you were good when you beat Toronto the second game of the year. But for them to continue to win at 7 games in a row now, yeah, this team is real. And it's just so annoying that there's people out there that take the time of day, hell, the time of night in this case, to wait for me or any other Celtics person to respond to a game and be happy about it and be like, you guys are going to turn on your team. The Celtics stink. They haven't played anybody. Like, I'm wondering if this guy thought it was opposite day and he said everything wrong, because the Celtics don't stink. We aren't going to turn on Kemba Walker. And they've played, 50% of their games have been against teams that are, I hate to do it to you, but top half of their conference. My bad. Is that bad of me to say? Should I not say that? Crazy. I don't know. It's just... It's pretty cool. I guess I use that word loosely, cool, but that we have that much real estate in other NBA's fans' heads for them to. And I know that this guy that I'm talking about, and I quote tweeted him, and he was talking about how the Celtics haven't played anyone. I know he didn't watch that Celtics game. Like, he just didn't. He just saw me happy about the Celtics in my video and then decided to tweet at me being like, you guys are going to turn on your team. It's crazy how Celtics fans are so two-faced. What are you talking about? Everyone that is a Celtics fan, for the most part, is like locked in on this team this year. You know what I mean? Last year, I could see where there's the pessimists out there. Hell, my post-game streams pretty much turned into a pessimist orgy. Like, we were so ticked off about this team that I think the numbers just grew exponentially because people wanted to come and invent. But this year, it's like, you can't really shit on this team too much. Like, they don't have a big man that is too sufficient, but, you know, Daniel Tice is playing really well. Robert Williams just had a breakout game. Like, they're doing stuff that it's making it less of an issue. And then fans are just like, hey, I'm all in. Like, I'm here to ride or die with this team. We wouldn't ride or die with last year's team. I would ask you, if you're a diehard Celtics fan, and you can admit this, did you almost, like, when they were getting killed last year, almost, like, kind of, like, secretly, hey, I mean, if they lose, I think it just pushes the narrative that this team stinks, because we all got to that point. So did you feel like that? Because I know there's a couple games where I'm always hoping the Celtics win, but when they were losing in a big game, and I'm like, shit, why am I sneakily, like, hoping this game stays like this just so I can shit on this team? It happened. I'm not going to lie. It happened multiple times. That is yet to happen with this team. Not even close. The biggest issue I've had with this team is some of, like, the lineups Brad Stevens has thrown out there. And that's a pretty good issue to have, because I don't think that that's, you know, a player issue or a coach, or I guess it's technically a coach issue, but it's not a city issue. It's not any sort of, like, off-court issue. It's like, I don't like, and it's only happened a couple of times, the lineups that the coaches put out there. Yet they still got the dub. So, overall, I mean, I just had to get on here and just do some sort of a podcast. Again, this podcast has turned into something I really hoped that it would, a podcast where I can kind of come on and just unleash and talk some talk whatever I'm thinking about. Let me know if you guys are enjoying the show. Again, I started the episode saying, like, please, if you find it in your timetable to be able to go and review this podcast, it would definitely do a lot for me, especially if you're listening on an iPhone right now. Just go review it. 5 stars. Leave me a review. There's a lot of haters out there that are trying to take the podcast down for reasons I don't really know. I guess I don't know. I don't know why, you know, I speak my mind and don't really say anything offensive or anything, but then there's people that just hate that I like the Celtics, and they'll go and, without listening to an episode, give it a 1-star review and try and take it down. So fight the good fight. Help your boy out. Hopefully Hayward has a good recovery. We'll take one more sip, we'll pour one more out into our mouth. Ooh. All right, we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Go Celts. Let's keep rolling.